For the government of Zimbabwe, I don't know why they would take so much time, because the industry in Zimbabwe is already in distress. They really need such kind of guarantees. So one can only speculate that they are probably not happy with the conditions that are attached to those credit lines. The government of Zimbabwe, they always suffer from what we call paranoia, because they probably think that this money, which is coming at this time, may actually fuel the election machinery of the opposition, where these companies who are likely to apply for this money are doing so only to divert the money for electoral advantage purposes.
Do you think that companies will start receiving this money very soon, or it will just go to waste, like what is happening to the distressed and marginalized companies fund?
As long as the money comes in and a ZANU-PF official is in charge of overseeing the distribution of that money, the patronage system, which has always been part of the DNA of Zimbabwe, will ensure that this money does not go where it is needed. It will line up the pockets of those who already have plundered the economy of Zimbabwe. So the Botswana government cannot stop that from happening. All they can do to say, through a government system, they can give that money. But as to whether that money is used appropriately, it is up to the authorities in Zimbabwe, which I doubt.